Good evening, folks.
Hi.
Hey, now, Statesboro, come on. Good evening.
Yeah.
All right. Glad to see you all here tonight. It's a pleasure to be back. Well, as mentioned before, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and we're going to play some old-time music, a little bit of some jazz stuff, some blues stuff, and hopefully we'll have a good time this evening. Does that sound all right to you?
Yeah.
So this first one we're going to start with, this is one that we got from a recording of a lady named Etta Baker from Morganton, North Carolina. Now, she's known as a guitar player out there most of the time, but in her later years, she started trying to learn some of the tunes her dad played on the banjo. So her dad played the five-string banjo, she played in their family band, playing the guitar and the mandolin, a little bit of the fiddle. And so we'll play this one here she recorded that her dad played way back. This is one called Peace Behind the Breach.
Well, it's one we learned from another North Carolina musician named Joe Thompson. Now, he's a 91-year-old African-American fiddler from Evan, North Carolina. That, about 5 years ago, he started going down to his house. That was when he was a young man of 86. He started going down to his house and learning his tunes. And we don't ever do a show without them, at least one and usually more of his tunes, because they're just really important tunes. And they come from Piedmont, which is where I'm from. And guess any kind of the Piedmont? Yeah, Justin's from. Now, Don's the interloper here. He's from Phoenix, Arizona, North Carolina.
The western part of the
state. Yeah. way west. I'd say he's an honorary North Carolinian by now.
I appreciate that.
But we're going to do this one now called Georgia Bug. Or Georgie Bug.
Thank you. told you what he did, and that's what he said. Don't put my shirt in my bread. Told you what he did, and that's what he said. Don't put my shirt in my bread.
Not just us, but you as well. So
who's ready for a sing-along?
Yeah!
Right. So, and not just singing, but any kind of energy that you feel so impelled to give us is always a good thing, because then we can just kind of magnify it and give it right back to you, you know, in the space of like 5 seconds, you know? So just keep that in mind if you want to, like, you know, tap your foot or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I mean, if you just want to sit still and listen, that's all right, but just saying that all the other stuff is okay too, as long as it's with whatever what we're doing, you know, up here, then we're all good. I am sure, because I trust you guys. I do. I have this feeling that y'all I already know that y'all are a fabulous audience, and I feel that you're going to give us a whole bunch of stuff tonight. So we're going to do one that we're going to teach the course on, just to kind of ease into it. This is called Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think something's feeding back up here.
Yeah, that banjo is right on the edge.
Yeah. So,
okay, that's good now. Alright, so let's sing Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind. So just repeat after me.
Don't get trouble in your mind.
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 All right, folks, this sounds real good. Now, I just want to let you know, just in terms of...
Maybe it's the vocal, actually. Something's still as high as my
swings though.
Yeah, it's nice, but it might go a little full on something else. But you know, when we start to tune now, it's gonna be a bit faster than that. You know, don't get all mad and go, well, we didn't practice it that way. It's fine. Jump into it, you know, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. We'll do it a few times to get a hang of it.
Just like the song says, don't get trouble in your mind. Here we go. Here, maestro.
trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind.
Thank you.
what we do is, well, we tend to take whatever music really speaks to us, and then we do it in a way that makes sense, and we pull from a lot of different traditions. They're not just that weren't just in the African American community, but all over the South. So we put the jug, the string, the fiddle and banjo tradition, which normally they wouldn't have necessarily been together, but it makes sense. So this is another one where we put the little bit of fife and drum rhythm.
I have to tell you, there are two major places where fife and drum music was recorded, and that was in Mississippi in the Hill Country, and then also around here in Georgia near the Sea Islands, where, over on the coast where we're getting over to. I don't know if you could say it was coastal or not, but a couple of real fine folks putting down a real nice Georgia drum beat, and that influenced me, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad to be able to play for you folks this evening with some of this drum beat. So, and then we will have a breakdown. This is one we got from a recording Mike Seeger made in the early 50s of a black fiddler from Kensington, Maryland. So here we go. We'll have a breakdown.
Self-evident what it's about, I suppose. I wrote it with a friend of mine named Heather Bowen, who lives in Colorado now, alas. But all right, we'll do this. Let's see. I'm not even ready. I gotta get in my two-time loser mode. Into the
called Brown's Dream. My banjo decided to go sharp.
Well, folks, I'll point out this face junk I got recently. Some fellows out in Pennsylvania, they wanted to custom make me a jug, and so they sent it down. It's a real nice jug. Nice little ugly face jugs is what they call them, you know. It was made by a local potter, and the jug's name is Gilmore. So, see?
Gilmore, yeah.
Oh, he always is. He's Viper Man, you know.
I'm just gonna do a whole new set,
we're gonna do a very sad song now, or it's the waltz, Broken Hearted Waltz. So get out your hankies.
Trouble for the boy with the broken.
for the boy with the broken heart. We also have some t-shirts and some little miniature jugs that were handmade by North Carolina Potter. If you flip them over, you can see it actually says not made in China, but his name at the bottom. I know it's kind of a funky concept, but it's there. Just, you know, just marvel at them. You don't have to take one home. Just look at them. They're pretty cool looking. But yeah, we got enough stuff in there, I think, to occupy you, Victoria. So check that out. And we're going to do Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, which just happens to be a great singing along song. So y'all kind of got quiet a little bit again since the beginning of the show. We're gonna kind of get you back up there now. This is another one we learned from Joe, but it's a very common song that a lot of people. That's all right. Oh, okay, I appreciate that. He's doing a last minute instrument change. I said, he's the only man I know who can do that. Because, you know, when you've got like 15 instruments to pick from, it's a lot easier to do.
And I usually play this song with harmonica, but I have the quills this time just because my harmonica's busted.
Yeah. So this is, do you want to let them know what we're going to be singing, or should we just jump in and just kind of trust that y'all going to jump in?
Well, you know, it's an easier song. Everybody knows it. Going down the road, feel bad. Same line three times, and at the end you say, I ain't going to be treated this way. So, you'll get it.
You'll get it.
Yeah. Now, we got a whole big, you know, cue card system.
Father, they're bouncing off. Otherwise, known as his foot.
Thank you.
feeling bad. Go down that road feeling bad. Go down that road feeling bad. And I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Transition from that one, it's just a little whoa, a lot of something in the air, but we will. We'll kind of ease into this next one. Let's do Salty Dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We got the old time Salty Dog.
Yeah. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah.
I like the way you talk back. It's great. Keep it up. This one's become real popular in the bluegrass circuit, but we're going to do it slightly. Is it mostly older style? Or?
Oh, yeah. We'll cut this into Charleston a little bit. It's been known as a jazz tune for a long time. We mentioned Papa Charlie Jackson. He recorded the first popular version of it. And General Morton said it was an the song when he recorded it back in the 40s for Al Lomax, who coincidentally recorded the two songs we just sang earlier, too. But nevertheless, here we are, bringing the old time Salty Dog, see if we can kick it a little bit to get your heels going, you know what I mean? Like, so get a little hump in your back. This is a piece here. This is a kids game song. I heard this on a set of recordings called Deep River of Song. And then this is one actually from the Georgia one. This was recorded by a fellow named John Work III. He was out of Fisk University. He was a third generation black ethnomusicologist. And he took a little bit of time to record some of the banjo tunes. When a lot of the black scholars at the time weren't doing that, they were focused on a lot of the spirituals. This is a piece called Little Sally Walker. You know, we got CDs out there. That's what I'm trying to say to you folks.
It's a lot cheaper than taking us home. We eat a lot.
Especially me. I got a wooden leg here.
Don't you mean hollow leg?
No.
You really mean wooden leg?
Yeah. I hit baseball bats with it. Oh. They shatter into bits and stab people in the chest.
Well, based on a true story.
Sure. No, I was, as you were saying, though.
Yeah, but anyway, as I was saying, beyond baseball bats and, true stories, but I have a CD also out there, folks, and I got two solo CDs, and if you like the Little Sally Walker, I got that on one of those there, too. So, yeah, check it out if you get the chance. But we're going to play this next number here. This is a country song here that was done by a fellow by the name of, He was a kind of obscure guy named Johnny Cash. You got any fans of Johnny Cash out there? Yeah. Well, we got any fans of Johnny Cash and Jude Carter at the same time?
You would be in luck. It's really cool. It was a little while ago now, but we were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, and one person cheered for that. That's right. It's a cool place, but we played there, and they had on exhibit Johnny Cash's touring bus, so we got to see what the height of touring luxury was in 1973, whatever. But what was interesting is that what you realize that when you were on tour is that really weird things become very important to you because you're no longer in control of so much. You know, it's hard to control your food and where you sleep and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, weird things become important to you. So on his bus, Johnny Cash had a rotisserie. So he could have his own, rotisserie chicken. It's funny because we were all like, yeah, that made total sense to us. We carry a man who his sole job is to make us macaroni and cheese. No, it's not his sole job. He's married to me, and he helps he takes care of the baby. A couple of y'all are asking. Last time we were here, I was a bit. There was somebody else with me. I was pregnant, and I have since given birth because. I think only elephants have the 2-year-old thing. I can't imagine being pregnant for 2 years, but anyway. She is 16 months old, and she travels on the road with us. Well, thank you for that. It's fun. She's darling. She usually makes an appearance after the show because my husband helps sell merchandise, and she's usually on his back, but we'll see what happens. Would you like the microphone?
She might jump in the limo and go to the hotel early.
Yeah. She was a little out of sorts today. All right. Archie, the anticipation is killing you, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. They talked about Johnny Cash and June Carter.
What's going on?
What's going on now?
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Help out if you know it.
Jackson. And I took back. Here we go, the Jackson. Ain't ever coming back. We got married in the field. Hardly ever felt a spot. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Just put out this year on our first major label release for a label called Nonesuch Records. It's called Genuine Negro Jig, and well, we're really proud of it. It's got a lot of really great stuff on it, but the title tune is what we're going to play for you right now. It was written down in the late 1800s by a man named Dan Emmett. There's this manuscript of tunes that he collected from around where he lived. Now, Dan Emmett is mostly well known for, other than the fact he's a blackface minstrel, which he was, and he popularized the blackface minstrel troupe instead of just being a solo musician. He also is attributed with writing Dixie. You all know Dixie, right?
Yeah.
Now I know when we're in New Jersey. Come on now. We're not in New Jersey right now. Anyway, he was attributed with writing Dixie, and so that's kind of his major claim to fame. But he also collected these tunes. He wrote this one down as Genuine Negro Jig, which we think is his way of saying it was, well, it's a popular dance form at the time, but also it was like from a black source, Genuine Negro Jig. And we got some more information from some other scholars that would lead us to believe that he got this from a black string band family called the Snowdens, who lived near him in northern Ohio. They were the only black string band family in the area and were well known as a good source of tunes. So we've renamed this also Snowdens Jig. And might just be that they also taught him Dixie too, but we'll let you read about that if you like. It's a book called Way Up North in Dixie by Harry and Jude Sachs. It talks all about it. It's really cool, but we'll do this one for you now.
Thank you.
made some left those gunpowder pops up backstage. A lot of people ask about that tune, actually, because it's not really commercially available because the manuscript is still, I think Bob Winans is still working on getting that published. But we went ahead and put it in our songbook. So we've got a songbook now, and we're all happy with it. It was a labor of love, let me tell you. But it was well worth doing. We've got Genuine Negro Jig and some other of our favorite tunes in there. So it's really nice that that tune is now kind of out there again, and it's available if you want to learn how to play it or just, you know, listen to the way we do it. One of the great privileges of being in this band is being able to make music live again, because when it's on the page, it's great to have it on the page, but it's trapped until it's, you know, out there and being done. And that's a big honor that people bring us things to do and to perform, so we're just real happy about being able to do that.
And those folks, Howard and Judas Sachs, that did the research on the Snowdens, they say it's been more than 100 years since that tune had even been played until we started really taking it out into the public, so it was a real great honor to be able to do that.
Well, this next tune, in quite a series, this is a tune called Cornbread and Butterbean. Learned from the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers out of Roan Mountain, Tennessee, roughly 4 years ago. Is that it? I don't even know. Doesn't matter. It's one of those that you've known forever as soon as you learn it. Alright, here's a song you may have heard before.
Table, eating, making love as long as I am able.
Going, and cotton too.
him, clearing education's awful. Raising him, can't write and checks it off to be unlawful. Still closing, pretty closing, just a waste of money. Come with me and stay with me and say, be my honey.
Cornbread, wet beans, and you cross the table. Eating in peace and making love as long as I am able. Oh, I'm going and got to plan when the day is over.
These are bones here. They're bones from a cow, rib bone, and English guy gave me these. He came up to us at one of our London gigs and came right backstage and said, "Dom, you've got to try my bones." And so, but funny thing enough, though, he didn't just give me his first pair. He brought his wife. His wife's from upstate New York, so the English guy and an upstate New York girl. And he was like, "Well, Dom, I'm gonna give you my therapist pair of bones." And so he like handed me. She's sitting in the back. "Just go ahead and give him the best pair of bones. Just give him the best pair of bones." He said, "Oh no, they're my best pair of bones." And he eventually just gave me the best pair of bones. But so those are from him, and then these are Osage Orange, and I got this from some guys out in Michigan. Had a company called PlayDemBones.com. So we're going to whoop it up a little bit on this one here. Talk about Cindy. She crossed the river last night, but I'm going to ask her now, where did you stay last night? Mm-hmm. And thus the story begins.
Hi now.
Thank you.
That they picked us to come again so soon. So, so hopefully we can play in Statesboro again sometime. We'd love to make it back.
Faithless man, we're gonna do tonight. That's just the way it is. There we go. This is originally came out in 2001. Which is about 200 years ago in pop years, but. This is originally recorded by Blue Cantrell, and it was a big hit when it came out on pop radio, but we brought it back to life in a slightly different way. This is called Hit 'Em Up Style. Yeah. Woman's getting back at her two-timing, no good, mistreating, double-dealing man, financially. It's even more appropriate now than it was in 2001. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Coach Dylan Robinson.
Let's do it one more time.
This is Brown's Howie Man.
I hope it like this.
Can't go a riding by the liar's door.
He said, "Oh liar, are you ready to go?"
And then the liar looked down and said, "No, no, no, I can't get on board because I ain't got all my traveling shoes. Ain't done my duty safe. No, 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 I can't get on board because I ain't got all my traveling shoes." Death come a-riding by the gambler's door.
He said, "Oh gambler, you ready to go?"
And then the gambler looked down and said, "No, no, no, I can't get on board because I ain't got all my traveling shoes. Ain't done my duty safe. No, 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 I can't get on board because I ain't got all my traveling shoes." Death come a-riding by the tattler's door.
He said, "Oh tattler, you ready to go?"
And then the tattler looked down and said, "No, no, no, I can't get on board because I ain't got all my traveling shoes. Ain't done my duty safe. No, 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 I can't get on board because I ain't got all my traveling shoes." Death come a-riding by the Christian's door.
He said, "Oh Christian, are you ready to go?"
And then the Christian just smiled and said,
"Yes, yes, yes, I'm ready to ride. I've done my duty and I'm satisfied. Just let me get on board. I'm ready to go because I just got all my traveling. I've done my duty and I just got all my traveling shoes.